Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, all you wonderful people out there in Blood River Radio land. You're listening to Blood River Radio with Eddie the Bombardier Miller, with Lee Cochran, and all of our beloved staff. We've got some housekeeping chores to take care of before we do our broadcast tonight. But I'll keep repeating this. You all people know the drill. Before we do anything, before we make one move, we're going to say a prayer. So people, if you will, please bow your heads in prayer. Oh, Lord, I'd like to thank you for this day of life you've given me, my friends, and all my relatives. I would like to ask you to pray for Dr. David Duke, who's going to be one of our guests tonight, for Sam Bushman and Liberty News and all his family. Lord, please protect Lee Cochran, Matt, Jacob, James, and me and my whole family. And bless the Blood River staff, oh, Lord. And, Lord, let us continue to do, to the best of our ability, Lord's work, the God's work. Thank you so much, Lord, for letting us do that. Thank you for much blessing us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. People, we have tonight, I'll just give a little quick housekeeping, some chores. We just said the prayer, as we always do. Matt and Jacob are off tonight. They're on assignment. They're working their guts out. They're up to their eyeballs in a lot of research for two projects we've got coming up pretty soon. One of the things we have planned, and I'll let you know right now, me, Dr. Hill, and some of our other compadres, we are going to August the 9th and the 10th. I can't give you the location right now, but August the 9th and 10th will be the second anniversary of Charlottesville. So Dr. Hill and myself, we're going to be putting on a benefit for all of our political prisoners suffering in the gulags all over the United States in the prisons, specifically our poster children for the political prisoners, or Jacob Goodwin, and all the other people up there, and other ones that we don't even know. Like I said, tonight, also, I would like to put out a cry for help. If any of you people out there have any relatives in Oxford, Mississippi, in that area, we want to go down there and do a broadcast. We need internet hookup. We want to go do a broadcast and try to celebrate, what used to be the University of Mississippi. We want to try to educate the people down there who started that university and how it came to pass. Tonight, what we're going to do, the first hour, we have one of my favorite people in the world, a guy I feel like I'm blood related to him. The one and only Dr. David Duke's going to be with us on the first hour. The second hour, we're going to have Ike Baker. Bent for leather ex-Marine. He is the operations officer for League of the South under Dr. Hill. And we're also going to have Pastor Rob. Now, with that, Dr. Duke, are you there, my brother?
Yes, sir, I am. Are you there?
I'm probably half here, Dr. Duke. Even in my younger days, I was only hitting on about seven cylinders, But, hey, we're ready to rock and roll tonight. And I can't tell you how excited I am to having you on tonight. And I would say, how have you been doing? But I know you've been doing pretty good physical-wise because you are one of these health nuts.
Well, I'm not a health nut. But I am conscious that everything in your life and everything that you want to achieve in your life and everything that's important to you in life begins with your physical health and self, including your mind, your spirit, your values, your abilities, whether or not you're in pain or whether you feel good, whether or not you're tired and fatigued, or whether you're inspired and optimistic. And so I really do believe that the beginning of any revolution that's going to be existing for people in America or worldwide It all begins with ourself, with the individual. So that's my belief. It's not about being a health nut. It's understanding where our priorities must be. And if and I can go over some of those things, I believe. I just wrote a little paper today about the things we want in our life and how to achieve them and the most important things that we have in our life. And this is also important not only for ourselves and our family and our beliefs and our morality and our principles and the future of our children, but it's also important for our own individual happiness. And so I just have I just finished writing this paper, and I can share it with you if you like and your audience.
I'd love you to do it, Dr. Duke. To let you know, people call me a health nut too, because, and I won't elaborate on why they do that. You know it, and that's, and some of my friends know I lead a very stringent lifestyle. So is that any better? Anyway, Dr. Duke, you take off right now and tell us all about that paper you wrote.
Well, I'm going to just basically share it with you. I won't try to read it word for word, but concept by concept. And what this is really, about is, understanding what's really important in our lives and why not understanding what's really important in terms of our health and our well-being and our mental clarity and mental ability and attitude and mentality is the greatest destructive factor in our life, and it makes it have a great impact on whether our work for our people or our cause is successful or not, our efforts for it. So this is a paper really about the first thing that we've got to do to save ourselves, our families, and our world, our people, and our world. Now, there's a lot of things people want in life. I mean, most people, obviously, they want financial success if they can, independence. If they can't get that, at least security and the freedom that that brings. They want to be loved, and they want to be loved. They want to be respected. They want to have recognition by especially those whom they care about. They want to find the girl or the man of their dreams and have a great relationship. They want good health and long life. And many have a strong sense of morality based upon their faith, their religion, or simply their ethics for which they strive. People have vastly different dreams of successful life, or simply the ideals they want for themselves. But today, I want to share with you a more fundamental drive that has a major place in just about everyone's life and the kind of person they dream to be. And I want to talk about the fact that everybody has a very strong desire, and it kind of sounds like a pedestrian desire, actually, a very common desire and a superfluous, so to speak, desire, and that's that everybody wants to look good. They really want to have pride in the way they look, and that means not simply their physical appearance, but also the way they look from a whole number of factors. It's a motivating factor in just about everything we do.
Dr. Duke, there comes that commercial we were talking about earlier today. I'm telling you about these commercials. So we will be right back with Dr. David Duke talking about this paper he wrote and how we can reach a higher level of health. We will be right back, people. Hang on to your seats.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we're right back with the second episode of the first hour of Blood River Radio. We're going to go right back to Dr. David Duke. He was telling us about how just about everybody on planet Earth likes, one of the things they like to do is to look good. And so, Will, with that little note, we'll go right back to Dr. David Duke.
Yes, sir. And we're going to talk about some very blunt truth here. When I say looking good, I'm not talking about someone's physical appearance. And that may be true, too. I think probably people are concerned about their physical appearance. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a multi-million dollar market in makeup. You wouldn't have a multi-million dollar market in clothing. And obviously, the expensive clothing is not just about covering your body or keeping you warm in the winter or cool in the summer. It's about looking good. But it's about all sorts of things. It's about it's not just about looking good physically. It's also about being respected by others. And I tell you, the truth is that this desire for recognition, this desire to look good, is absolutely a major drive in lives. And we have young men who dream. They go to the movies and they see the heroes and they want to be heroes. And when we talk about our European heritage and our ancestry and the great men who gave us our civilization, our culture, and fought great battles for our freedom and our future and our survival, the fact that young men read about these exploits and heard the stories, that motivates them to want to feel those same kinds of reactions from people. Women have the same kind of values, too. And usually with women, it's more of a personal level, but it also can go extend to society. But they really want to be a good mother. Or they want to be a good wife. They want to be a major force in a very wonderful family and going forward. And they want to be a good force in their community. Now, this drive is one of the most powerful instincts of what's called the limbic or the reptilian brain. It's perhaps very natural, because if you think about historical times, it's the way the tribe views you, and we look at this in absolute times and evolutionary times. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of years ago, our ancestors. It's absolutely critical to your survival, the way people view you. If they like or love you, you have a much better chance of surviving. If the tribe hates you or finds you despicable, you have a much bigger chance of being outcast from the tribe, and your chance of survival is greatly diminished. Unless, of course, you're powerful, which is its own expression of looking good to people. People respect people with power. People respect people who have a little more objects or a little more possessions. They respect people who have a little more wealth. They respect people who dress in a way that the elite has the right to dress. People instinctually know that the powerful members of the tribe can greatly affect whether you live or die, whether you suffer or thrive. Of course, it's not just how we look at others that's important. It's also how we see ourselves. Those who see themselves as weak and inferior, those who are convinced that they are doomed to failure, are more likely not to engage in any challenging activity that demands personal sacrifice, risk, or hard work and effort. Why do anything if you believe you're going to fail anyway? If you're convinced that you cannot create a more effective spear point or bow and arrow in Paleolithic times, you're far less likely to try to do so. If you're convinced that you can't be a great warrior, you're far more likely not to endure the hard and dangerous training demanded of a great warrior. Great warriors and achievers must make the sacrifices and tireless work it takes to make a great warrior. And the same thing is true in Paleolithic times, ancient times, as true today. A young entrepreneur who believes he can succeed is far more likely to make the hard effort to succeed, to try and try again no matter what failures he encounters. Every nation is full of individuals of great intelligence that could have been an academic superstar or a great achiever in society or business, but who never rise in society to their inherent abilities. Why? Well, obviously, if they never fully engage in their quest for knowledge and learning on the educational ladder, they'll never become a great scientist or philosopher. If you have an incredible sense for business, you'll never succeed unless you start the business that you're destined to build. Of course, the same thing is true in athletic talent. Unless you're inspired to believe you can achieve, you'll never achieve anything. The interesting thing is that success depends not only on the qualities of the mind, but the qualities of the body. One of the great warriors, let's put it this way, one of the great errors of our time is the idea that the body and mind are separate entities. Actually, the brain, the mind, and the body are part of a whole organism, the whole organism. If one does not have a healthy body, ultimately one cannot have a healthy mind, for a healthy mind cannot exist outside of a healthy body, or if the healthy body is sick or dies. A strong, vital body is the path to a powerful mind and a fulfilled life. Now, there's good reason for people to instinctually want to look good, because looking good denotes strong, healthy, and powerful individuals. It can be achieved, that looking good can be achieved with wealth or possessions, status in a tribe, or even by styles of dress that represent that power or that status. When you look good, it enlists other people to your efforts. Why? Because people intrinsically like people who look good for whatever reason. I can remember seeing a film in 1969. As a young man of 19, called Z. And it was a fictional account of a Greek politician who was the very opposite of my political beliefs, being a Marxist. Although the hero in the film had beliefs opposed to everything I believe, as I watched the film, I couldn't help but sympathize with him because of his physical strength and courageous nature. After the film, the cerebral of the scientific part of my brain kicked in, and I rationally realized that it was just a fictional propaganda film meant to appeal to the most powerful emotional parts of the brain, our reptilian and limbic brain. And it taught me a lesson at that young age, that at the most elemental level, the way people begin to evaluate others begins on their physical appearance, which is based on how strong and healthy their body looks and how they act. And it can extend to the way they dress and act. But it all starts with the physical. The ancient Greeks and Romans understood this principle. In their highest art forms of painting and sculpture, they revere the greatest warriors and the gods themselves. They revere them, and they show them as healthy and muscular and strong. The original Greek novels and plays celebrated the strong, beautiful warrior. Greek artistic nudes and scant togas expose the fit and beautiful bodies of their warriors and their women. 3,000 years later, the same is true today. Not only do people love the healthy, strong, and beautiful, they want themselves to be the same. Nice clothes and possessions are easy ways to look good. Vanity is pervasive. Pride, though, is something that's healthy. See, everyone is prideful in some ways, whether it's about their wealth, their financial success, political success, achievements, or trophies or diplomas. Everyone has vanity in a way, whether it's to look good by the clothes they wear, the jewelry that adorns them, the cars they drive, the homes they live in, or even look good by the beauty of the man or woman they have one who walks beside them. Everyone, though, cannot afford the finest of clothes or the sleekest of cars or the finest of homes. And there are things a lot more important than simply physical beauty. I'm much more concerned in terms of the value of an individual and the strength of them in a society by the way they act and their morality and their values than their physical appearance. That doesn't mean that those who have a physical appearance could be better, should not strive to be healthy, because, again, a healthy body and a healthy mind is the foundation of a great person and a productive life and a long, good life. And we need people as they get older to survive. But unless disabled or congenitally sick, everyone can build a beautiful, strong, healthy body, which will be admired by almost everyone. Yet, most importantly, have a body that they themselves can be proud of. When they look in a mirror and see a strong, healthy body, they get positive reinforcement and encouragement to strengthen every
Dr. Duke,
aspect of their lives.
We're coming up on another break and another commercial, fellow.
Right,
we'll be right back, my brother.
Finished now, so that's good. We'll be back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be right back, people, in just a minute. We'll go right back to Dr. David Duke after this next commercial.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher Certified, and it shed light on a century-old certification in industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Go ahead, make my day.
Welcome back, folks, to Blood River Radio. We have the Honorable Dr. David Dukem, a former congressman, state of Louisiana, PhD in history from the University of Ukraine. The largest, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the largest university system in the Ukraine, not in Eastern Europe, where he pursued his doctorate over there. And Dr. Duke's been come back talking to us about how everybody looks look good and how we can. You know what? Dr. Duke is totally right. It's impossible to get anything done you want to be in life, be it whether it's running a 10K, doing your personal best in a 10K, a half marathon, a marathon, whether you want to bench press and squat like Dr. Duke does, like my grandson, he bench presses a godly amount of weight. You have to be healthy. Whether you want to be a doctor, a scientist, a good teacher, a good coach, you have to be healthy as possibly can, as you can be. And you know what? And the only way we can do that is take that into the responsibility to ourselves. You know, no one can make us eat right, sleep right, et cetera. And with that, we're going to go right back to Dr. David Duke. Dr. David Duke, is there any way people can go and get this? How can they get a copy of this paper?
Can they go to
your website?
Obviously, but I appreciate the fact that this is the first time I've voiced the essence of this paper publicly to the world on your show. So this is the first time this whole thing has been put out. So I'll try to finish it because I'm going to do a link to it too on my site and on my Twitter, which gets sometimes millions of views, because I think this is one of the most important short papers ever written, and I'm happy to share with the essence of it for the first time on your program.
It's an honor, Dave. It's an honor, Dr. David Duke.
So let me go.
You go right on
forward and get where I'm going. So when we talk about the way people look, we're not talking about their physical appearance or their beauty alone. We're talking about the way when we say that people look good, there's lots of ways to look good. At the same time, it's important to understand and to recognize that the important ultimately is not how intelligent you are or how good you look. In fact, a lot of people can look really good, be very intelligent, very strong, and be evil as hell. Ultimately, the person I want by my side in this struggle is a person that is morally fit and strong and courageous, loyal, decent, good, moral. That's the most important thing. But at the same time, we have to understand, as the Greeks said, that it's body, mind, and spirit. And there is a place and a point where self-discipline in the physical sense and self-control and attention to the health of the body is so very vitally important for the health of the mind and the mentality that we have. And even morality, I think, is rooted in many ways of this quest for beauty. That's even what evolution's lead part about. It's not only a quest for intelligence and advancement, but beauty in all things, not just in the way our people look and our people are very beautifully. They've evolved to be a very beautiful people that are unique for ourselves and share the ideas of beauty of ourselves. But they also give us an opportunity to express our genes in the most powerful way they can. So one important aspect of getting healthy is and being like adopting healthy habits of life. One important aspect of that is by doing that, it starts self-discipline. It gives moral strength and fortitude because it's self-control, as you do, because I know you work out hard, Eddie, that gives them their power. It can affect every part of their life. It can affect what you see in the mirror. It can affect what you see in your accomplishments. Even more importantly, the surest way not to be sick, not to be depressed, not to be disabled by disease is eating a healthy diet and following the precepts of a healthy lifestyle. The word diet, actually, Eddie, it comes from has a Greek origin. The word is diarrhea via diatin. That means far more than simply what you eat, but it encompasses what your whole lifestyle is. Now, here are the three pillars that I view of health and power on the basis of the individual. The three pillars of healthy lifestyle, in order of fundamental importance, are sleep, nutrition, and exercise. Now, many people can go through a whole lifetime without purposeful exercise, as long as they have movement. As long as they have water, most people can go weeks or even months without a single bite of food. And when they refeed, they'll be even healthier than before they began the fast. All the great religions know this, like Christianity, Buddhism, and other religions in the world. But no human being can go longer than just a few days, a week or two or three, without sleep. Without, you know, maybe some people that say they've gone longer, well, they had certain moments of sleep for sure, because you go that long without sleep, you die, and you die pretty quickly. Even a small amount of sleep deprivation will kill you, or at least take years off your lifespan, and even more off your cognitive ability. How long you live, it's not how long you live, but the length of healthy, vital life that's so important to you. It doesn't make any good to live a longer life in years if you're sick as hell and hurting the whole time. Not only does sleep deprivation destroy the body, it inflicts terrible damage on the brain and healthy mentality, ability, memory, and mentality and mood and positiveness or negativeness. Recent scientific studies have shown that just an hour or so of less good sleep can markedly lower a person's inhibitory control. In other words, even small amounts of sleep deprivation lessens a person's willpower to resist addictions or junk foods that lead to chronic disease in the body. In addition to lowering your cognitive and memory skills, the next day and for the long term, it literally affects the ability of you to have control over your behavior in ways that your cerebral brain is good for you. So if you know something cerebrally, you should do something for your life that improves your life. When you don't have enough sleep, or when people are even just marginally sleep deprived, the next day they have less inhibitory control when they're exposed to, say, a junk food buffet the next morning. Sleep-deprived subjects will binge on 300 to 400 calories more than subjects with a good night's sleep. Now, what is nourishment? Next importance in health and next to sleep is nourishment, what you eat. Just as in prehistoric times, the first rule of eating is avoiding toxic or poisonous foods. Obviously, if our ancestors ate a poisonous mushroom or a poisonous plant or a poisonous animal, they die. So for the first time in our long evolutionary existence, we're eating huge quantities of food that are toxic to our health. They include sugar, refined carbohydrates, and vegetable seed oils that catastrophically damage our bodies and our brains. And this is not what our ancestors ate. The most basic rule of good nutrition is to eat naturally whole foods and foods that our ancestors traditionally ate in our evolutionary development. Our ancestral evolutionary lifestyle in mankind, and the unique races of mankind as well, caused us to evolve to what we are genetically today. We evolved with certain behaviors of sleep, factors that affected what we ate, how much we ate, and times of eating and not eating. And not eating is simply involuntary fasting or not having enough food. That is a reoccurring, up to the last century, it was very common for almost for all people to have those periods. We're also evolutionary honed by our physiological reaction to environmental stress and by the exercise and movement and exertion required to survive in the incredibly harsh environment of our historical people, our European people, during the Ice Ages and other very difficult periods. In regard to food, our ancestors ate a minuscule amount of sweets and fruits compared to today, and the few and limited seasonal fruits we ate had far less sugar and fructose. Europeans and East Asians did not evolve in the tropics. They did not evolve with much fruit, and certainly not sweet types of fruit. They were far more good in fiber, but not in sugar. Up until the last second of our evolutionary history of mankind, just 10,000 years ago, our ancestors ate almost no grains and certainly no refined grains or carbs. None. Anthropology shows us that hunter-gatherer societies subsisting on primarily meat and fish and eating a variety of animals from head to tail. That's how we eat our animals, too, from head to tail. They grew taller, healthier and had fewer chronic diseases than agriculture communities that existed at the same time during the transition to agriculture, just a few kilometers away. We can see that in sites, for instance, near Helene in Germany, many other places around the world. When people were hunter-gatherers, when they dig up their bones and they look at their physiology, they were much healthier. Science shows us that even our large brains themselves evolved by eating nutrient-dense foods such as meat and fish. We are not herbivores who spend most of their waking hours gazing or grazing on food. We had the time to converse, to socialize, to make tools and weapons. Even the design of our shoulders, compared to the great apes, which were mostly vegans, is evolutionarily designed for throwing a spear, essential for hunting. Our ancestors had frequent periods of both feast and famine. In voluntary fasting, evolutionarily adapted our bodies to survival in times of little or no food and used those periods of intermittent fasting.
Dr. Duke, we have one more commercial break, my brother. We'll be right back after this last commercial break, folks. Hang on to your seat.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, thank you for holding on to your seats, the people that, did hold on. And I have a few comments to make, but rather than me making my comments, we're running out of time. I'm going to go right back to Dr. David Duke. Dr. David Duke, continue what you're doing, my brother.
Okay, let me try to finish this up as soon as I can. All right, so we were talking about fasting and the idea that throughout periods of our entire history, hundreds of thousands of years, our ancestors went through periods of little or no food. And there was an evolutionary adaptation to this that made use of these periods to maintain energy and muscle mass as long as possible. As long as it didn't extend too long, you could preserve your muscle mass and energy. Otherwise, of course, we'd all die as soon as you didn't start eating a day or two. People think they're going to die after just a few days of not eating. The truth is you lose very little muscle mass for a long time until you burn all the residual body fat. Most people have quite a bit of that, all right? And what fasting does is it regenerates the body and replaces, it rids the body of diseased or malfunctioning cells. In fact, it even has a big impact on mitigating and reversing, in some cases, cancer. Now, the father of modern medicine, Hippocrates, said that fasting is the greatest physician. And you know what? Modern science today is agreeing with that so often. There's a lot of research showing the health benefits of fasting. Now, the third pillar of health, strength, and vitality is exercise. Now, there's absolutely no argument refuting the beneficial effects of periodic exercise and movement. Historically, humans spent most of the time outdoors and in the light during the daytime. Sunlight and the psychological effects of being in nature, as well as being exposed to extremely cold temperatures, adapted and refined Europeans, and it did so to Asians as well, in their evolutionary abilities and health. It was especially true during the Great Ice Ages, and there's evidence we still have DNA that causes limited cold exposure to have some hormetic effects, as it has numerous positive impacts on the body and brain. Our ancestors were, for the most part, not sedentary. They didn't sit in front of a desk for 8, 10, 12 hours a day, or a television set, or sitting on a couch, as we today doing office jobs and this classic couch sitting, chronic TV watching of modern times. We moved a lot. We were outdoors and light in nature most of the time. We lifted heavy things, such as carrying heavy game back, including mastodon parts back to our abodes. Europeans and Asians had to build heavy, powerful structures to withstand heavy snowfall and protect themselves from the extreme temperatures of the ice ages. They also slept in the darkness and awakened and ate in the light, and genetically fashioned the circadian rhythms of sleep that we still are designed for in our DNA. We still have them, and we need those rhythms of sleep and renewal for our maximum health. In the modern world, resistance training is the most efficient way to quickly and effectively build both strength, lean body mass, and health. And I want you to watch for upcoming David Duke guides on how to build strength and muscle. And we're coming to the summary here, only about five paragraphs left. The simple truth is that everyone cares about how they look to others and themselves. Vanity, or simply pride, is omnipresent in our society, yet everyone cannot afford expensive clothes and jewelry, sleek cars or impressive homes, or for that matter, acquire great wealth. But just about everybody can build a healthy, powerful, beautiful body by simply following our ancestral lifestyles. And it's possible to do that even in this modern world. Spend some time moving. Spend some time exercising your muscles with resistance training. Eat natural foods. We can all do that and eat in certain times of the day. It's possible to do that. I want our young people, and yes, even older people, to be vain or proud about one thing, a healthy, beautiful, powerful, and energetic body that everyone can build. Everyone must remember that we are first and foremost a living organism. We are not simply our mind. In fact, our mind is part of our body and not independent of our body. Our health and vitality is necessary for us to live, to think, to thrive. It is also the root of a healthy brain and healthy mentality. Adopting a healthy lifestyle of good sleep, healthy, natural, whole food nutrition and exercise is a great way not only to improve your health and happiness, but also to discipline your mind in a way that will go far beyond the attributes of your own health and strength. A lifestyle seeking the Greek ideal body, mind, and spirit will make you happier, healthier, and a much more powerful human being. It's the path to becoming a true warrior in a world where life has always been and only rewarded to the strong. I urge my own people, our own European people, and all people, to embrace their ancestral evolutionary imperatives. The revolution for our people's freedom and the very existence of our children begins with you as an individual. Embrace the DNA, the genealogy of your ancestors. Fulfill all the incredible potential that lies within you. Save our people, save yourself, and save the world. This has been Dr. David Duke. That's the fundamental essence of the paper, sir.
Dr. Duke, you just gave about two lectures at a college course there, my friend. I can personally relate to a few things you said. I won't just go in. And I can, anecdotally, I have some personal experiences to back up what you said. I won't go into my health history, but it was I went through some horrible times just talking about sleep deprivation. I've fallen asleep. A lot of people might know I was drafted back in the 60s, and I've actually fallen asleep, and I wasn't the only one. You think it may be impossible, but it's not, to fall asleep while you're marching. You can actually fall asleep when you're walking, and you'll come back too. That's the God's truth. And what will wake you up usually when you fall asleep when you're marching is you will fall. When the sensation of falling flat on your face, thank God you'll wake up. But, my best friend in the world.
Sleep eventually cannot be resisted, right? Because it's the one
you got that right.
You have to have. You must have.
You absolutely do. I know my dad was in the Pacific in the Second War, and he told me it was some kind of, I think after, what was it, 72 hours, even when you're on guard duty, if you fell asleep, I think it was after 72 hours, they couldn't try you for desertion or dereliction of duty. After 3 days, no one can stay awake any longer than that.
Nutrient of all, and it's what you've got to have. And it's the biggest problem we have today because, first of all, we have all this electronic data, and it's easy for people to get involved in a movie or involved in a social media or something and stay up late and not get a normal pattern of sleep. Blue light also interrupts your natural sleep patterns. And so when this happens, when sleep begins to deteriorate, everything else, like I said, scientific study has shown that when you don't get just a small amount less sleep than you really need, just a little bit less sleep, your ability of inhibitory control goes down. So that means you're much more subject to addictions of all types, whether it be drugs or sex or anything else, overeating or junk food eating. You're much more susceptible to all kinds of diseases. Your immune system is weakened. And there's no question that just a little bit less sleep affects your cognitive ability. There have been thousands of tests of students where they deprive them of a little bit of their sleep, and they compare their cognitive abilities the next day by tests and their memory. All of these things are detrimental. So people don't notice this as much, and they're used to just kind of violating this thing. Some people who won't eat bad foods and won't take drugs, so they won't smoke or something like that for their health, they don't realize that sleep is one of those critical elements for their lives. And I urge all of our people, all of our what I would call our warriors, those who are fighting for the survival of our people and the future of our children, I would urge all of them to do these three pillars of health: sleep, eat natural and healthy whole foods, and eat at certain times, limit the times when you do eat. And finally, the last one, as important as anything, is good resistance training or another kind of physical training. You don't even have to exercise to live, but to move around is what our ancestors did. But there's no question in my mind that resistance training has the most bang for the shortest amount of time in terms of improving your health, your mentality, your strength, your lean body mass, and the things that are really important for your health and ultimately your mind.
Dr. Duke, you may be aware of Dr. Ken Cooper. He was noted, he was the father of aerobics. Matter of fact, in the 1970s, he wrote a book called Aerobics. It kickstarted the great running craze. Since then, he's changed his theories. Back in the 70s, he said that, strength building exercises, lifting weights were worthless. But now he's totally recanted. He said that nowadays he exercises just strength training approximately 3 days a week. He lifts weights. He does the whole nine yards.
That's the right way to do it.
To his credit.
And I was saying you shouldn't run, but I can tell you this, that most of the people, and Dr. Mark Chassons talks about that. He was one of the world's top 10 triathletes. He points out that practically so many of his friends who were the top athletes in the world, you'd think that they were the epitome of health. They've died of heart attacks and strokes and because too much running, too much jogging, too long a time of doing that has many negative effects on the joints, and that's really important for longevity. On even your heart, it causes an inflamed state when
that's
it's too
so
long.
True.
But short sprints do a lot for the body, and resistance training, which you can do in half an hour, like I do, a couple times a week, is enormously beneficial for building lean body mass and strength.
Well, Dr. Duke, we've come to the end of the show. We'll have to do another show. I have a couple of questions, but we need to go over this and have a question and answer session if you'd be willing to come back. Thank you so much, Dr. Duke, for coming on. You're a great friend of mine. I'm so proud to be a friend of yours.
But this
people,
the
that was the
one of this paper for the greater audience.
That's such an honor, Dr. Duke. Well, folks, we got to go. That was the end of the first hour. Sadly, we have to go to let Dr. Duke go. But we were coming back in the second hour. We have another show. We're going to totally switch gears and talk about a totally different topic.
Please
we'll be right back.
Copy of this